This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered, and the best trading card brands, Prizm, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Monday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Got a spicy poll question today. Get to more phone calls as we always do every Monday. Best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Remember when the NFC East was the NFC least? Not anymore. The NFC East is 14-6, best division in football, and contains three of the five teams in the NFL with at least four wins. Eagles, 4-0, Cowboys, 4-1, Giants, 4-1. How about the AFC West? That was going to be the most competitive division. 9-9. 9-9 going into the Raiders Chiefs. So they will exit the first month of the season with its members being 500 right now. But you know, you start to look at these divisions, how they played out so far, and is that a microcosm? Is that a large enough sample size where you go, that's probably how that team is going to play? 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. Poll question for hour two, Seton O'Connor.
Well, the results from hour one are BS.
All right.
This is nothing more than a people hate Tom Brady result.
Okay.
Worst call this weekend, roughing on Tom Brady. Teddy Bridgewater being held out, Chargers on fourth down, or checking Musgrove's ears. 75% say roughing on Tom Brady. Really?
Well, it's because it is Tom Brady.
Yeah, exactly.
Any other quarterback, but does any other quarterback get that call? And this is an overreaction to Tua getting hurt in the Bengals game. In a standalone game, there was going to be an overreaction, and we have one. Now, the question is, what happens the rest of this season? Would you make that call in the postseason? Would you make the call in the postseason on Tom Brady's sack? Would you make the call in the postseason on Teddy Bridgewater's injury? That is what's going to be interesting. Because the Teddy Bridgewater part of this, he said he hurt his elbow. I guess they had a spotter who said that it looked like he was stumbling at one point. I didn't see that. But Now there's going to be an overreaction and overprotection. Yes, Seton.
That feels like exactly the kind of call that Tom Brady gets in a Super Bowl that puts them over the top, and then that will be called the roughing Super Bowl or
the
whatever.
The Brady call.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the Super Bowl, the Tom Brady call. By the way, Raiders are +7.5 against the Chiefs. Over under is 52, according to DraftKings. Best odds to score a touchdown tonight. Yes, Marv?
Travis Kelce,
no. Best odds to score a touchdown tonight. If you said Davante Adams, you're right. And then it's, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Juju Smith-Schuster, Josh Jacobs, then Travis Kelce. Over under passing yards tonight. Derek Carr, 274.5. Patrick Mahomes, 278.5. All right, we'll get to more phone calls coming up. There was a lot going on this weekend. You had baseball, first round of the playoffs. You had college football. College football could have changed on one play. If Texas A&M converts, scores a touchdown, now we've changed college football. And, you know, you kind of calm down the A&M fans who some are calling for Jimbo Fisher to be fired. But they had a chance, and if you beat Alabama in a situation like that, whoo, you got bragging rights, and you're probably going to hold on to your job because they're already talking about, well, what would the buyout be? It'd be $83 million. All right, we can do that. What? But it came close. Tennessee is back. UCLA back. Fun, at least so far, with some of these surprises where you're going, what year is it? But we've seen, Texas blows out Oklahoma. Now, Quinn Ewers was the number one quarterback a couple of years ago. Went to Ohio State, had a NIL deal before he even got there, I think. I think he left high school, graduated early so he could enroll at Ohio State. And then all of a sudden he realizes he is not going to be beating out C.J. Stroud. Goes to Texas. All right, going to get his chance all of a sudden. And Arch Manning announces he's going to Texas. Well, Quinn Ewers is the quarterback right now. What if he is really good? And then you have Arch Manning coming in. Does Quinn Ewers stay? I would imagine he's already probably thought about, where do I transfer to when Arch gets on campus? I'm guessing when he gets to town, he's probably going to be the starting quarterback. But Quinn Ewers has been a pretty good quarterback, or at least there's potential there. Yes, Mark.
I feel like this happens in big-time college football programs because you're always getting a five-star no matter what.
Yeah.
But I think this five-star is way different because of the name and what he's done. So I completely understand if he says, all right, I'm going to Spencer Rattler. Get out of here. I'm going to South Carolina now.
But if Arch Manning was not Arch Manning, if he's Jimmy Lipper,
he would just wait.
It's different. I just think we're going, well, he's got the bloodlines. Well, I mean, he's got to be great, right? Okay. And maybe he's going to be. But what if he isn't? What if he's just a good quarterback? Because the hype has been there. Name, image, and likeness. I'm sure Peyton's probably going to do something, documentary, or, Eli will do something. Feels like there's a lot involved there. Yes, Seton.
Can he live up to the hype?
Question mark.
That's a big burden in a way.
Yes,
I mean,
it is.
It's opened all of these doors, but it's also a huge burden.
Yeah, I agree. And I wonder. I mean, I'm watching him play. I don't know how good the competition is, but it's the same competition that Peyton and Eli played against, or at least I think the same conference, same schools. And he does have, it feels like, more athleticism than Eli and Peyton. But that's not saying a lot. Got more than Peyton does, of course. Eli, I think, had more athleticism. But he seems like he's a really good quarterback and advanced. But I don't know how that translates when he gets to Texas here. Yes, Marv.
Now, when he gets there, the national title would probably be the expectation, I'm assuming.
I think being in the playoffs, I think that that would be the expectation to start out with. Can we be relevant an entire season? Because we've seen Texas where you go, what happened to Texas? I mean, I grew up and Texas was great every year. Darryl Royal. Like, they were great. And playing for a national title, competing, and felt like and turning out NFL players. And then all of a sudden, it's like, where did Texas go? They had a fall off. You know, Nebraska's had a fall off. You know, Texas had that, you know, earlier where you go, man, Texas used to be good. And then all of a sudden you go, when was Texas good? You know, like Nebraska. By the way, I watched the Nebraska-Rutgers game.
You lose a bet?
It was a slow night. Slow night. And Nebraska barely beats Rutgers at Rutgers. And they start celebrating in the end zone. So the game is over, and they're dancing on the Rutgers logo. And I go, if I'm the coach at Nebraska, I am livid that my players, you won 14-13, get the hell in the locker room, get showered, and we're getting out of town. We're lucky. It was embarrassing. And they stayed out there, and they're dancing and doing the, you know, whatever.
And hit the gritty after barely getting by Rutgers.
I go, who is there a coach? Does anybody have any authority here to grab those kids and say, let's go? Yeah, Marv.
Tommy Frazier somewhere going, this is not the Nebraska I know.
Horrible. It was embarrassing. Yeah, Paul.
And to dance on the hallowed ground that is Rutgers football field, as a historian of the college football, bothers me.
Yes.
Not on my watch.
Yes. But I'm watching them. I go, where's the coach? Yeah, you won a game. I'd say act like you've been there, but you haven't, in fairness to them. But I was going, oh, my God, get them off the damn field. You guys are embarrassing yourself. Kansas came back down to earth. That's a fun game. TCU is good. Max Dugan almost sounds like a character out of a movie. Yeah, and then the lead character who plays the quarterback's name is Max Dugan. Oh, okay, all right. Tennessee rolled LSU. I'm watching that game, and it's weird to watch a game at LSU during the day, because you always watch an LSU game, it feels like it's at night. And it was in broad daylight that LSU is not good. Tennessee played great. UCLA over Utah. I think Utah is a 3-point favorite at home against undefeated USC. How about that one? Mm-hmm. I watched Notre Dame and BYU. That was in Las Vegas. So there were a couple of moments in college football. Michigan, Indiana, it's 10-10. Like, Indiana's one of the great first-half teams. First-half cover, man, it's 10-10. All of a sudden, I tune back in, and it's like 34-10. I go, wait, what happened? A lot of college football this weekend. Then you had baseball as well. Then you had the NFL. And by the way, I thought that Draymond Green punching Jordan Poole and the video coming out, would it go away over the weekend? Well, it didn't. And we'll talk about that coming up in a little bit here. A few more phone calls. Rob in Indiana. Hi, Rob. Best and worst of the weekend.
Thank you for taking my call, Dan. My best of the weekend is my Purdue Boilermakers getting a great road win at Maryland to put themselves in a chance for the Big West or Big Ten West title. And Aiden O'Connell, I'm sorry, look out for him. Then I have a question for you on, is this the best or a worst? Today is my birthday. I was born October 10th, 1969. So is it best or worst to have the same birthday as Brett Favre and Todd Fritz?
Oh, well, congratulations, Rob. I would just include Fritzy in that, not Favre. Oh, Tom, that's right. It's your birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Have a sale on shirts.
Yeah.
A big sale on shirts.
Yeah, no sale on shirts.
No sale on shirts.
What happened?
I don't know.
A lot of the sell shirts and that.
Wow.
Dang, that's not necessary. It's your birthday, Tom.
Yeah.
Come on.
We're trying to move merchandise here. So happy birthday,
Thank you very
Todd.
Much.
Were you waiting?
I wasn't waiting. I was actually thinking about wearing my old Bill Romanowski 53 jersey because that's how old I am today.
Yeah.
But that would have been like begging for attention if I wore a jersey with the number 53 on it, more than I already need attention.
Yeah, you do beg for attention. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah. Glad to be part of it. Happy birthday.
101069.
Yeah. See, unlike Paulie, Fritzy loves it.
I really do.
Yeah.
I think it's, what's the alternative?
A couple years, I think it was last year, his birthday was on a Sunday. He was miserable.
Oh, no.
I look years in advance to see what day of the week the falls out of the calendar. If it's not Monday through Friday, I'm like, great.
Robert in Louisville. Hey, Robert, what's on your mind today? Best and worst of the weekend.
Hey, DP. First time, long time. Just give a quick shout out to Chat Row. Best of the weekend. That's all I got is the Mets losing. Suck it, Barry in Santa Fe.
Okay. Oh, that's it. That's all Robert had. He waited over an hour to say, suck it, Barry in Santa Fe. And I don't root against the Mets, but it's just the Mets fans. It's like Giants fans. Oh, they want to tell you how great the old days, you know, when we won Super Bowls, we had Bill Parcells. Like, all right, a long time ago. The number of Giants jerseys that I see now, it's humorous. It's almost like you're going, did you just put that on? Yeah. No, did you just buy that? Oh, they're all in on the Giants. Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, of course. I just bought this Mark Bavaro jersey.
Yeah. My Phil McConkey jersey. Yeah, Paulie.
By the way, last night at Citi Field, the Mets, they didn't sell out. It was a game to advance in the playoffs, and they didn't sell out. That means you could have walked up and bought a ticket for a playoff game. Mm. That's surreal.
Yeah. Well, the Mets have sold out all right. Yeah. Now what happens in the offseason? We got time to think about that. Now you got some real baseball action coming up here. I'm happy for the Mariners. I am. You know? My Mariners, I'm happy for them. And the Guardians, Phillies, eh. But they advance. It was just weird that you were like, oh, man, Albert Pujols, one more turn in the playoffs, national stage. The Cardinals are out. And you're like, wait, what happened to this grand, you know, send-off with Albert Pujols and Yadier Molina? Gone. Gone. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Draymond Green addresses the punch and taking some time off. Back after this. Discover, you know, I had two of my daughters come home this weekend. All of a sudden, I might be exaggerating, the Discover credit card actually was warm to the touch. When they came back from shopping and getting groceries, it felt like the credit card was warm. But once again, as they remind me, well, don't you get rewards? I said, yes, I do. But, and then I said, never mind. You know, discover.com/online privacy protection. They're there to help you take all that personal information away so nobody can use any of that information. Activate in the Discover app. A great credit card to have for a variety of reasons. The discover.com/online privacy protection. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
38 games have been decided by 6 points or less going into tonight's game. Chiefs are favored by 7.5. Odds to win the college football championship. Anybody want to take a guess? According to DraftKings, as of this morning, the favorite to win the national title. If you said Ohio State, you would be correct. Followed by Georgia, Alabama, Clemson, and Michigan. Michigan, Penn State coming up this weekend. You got USC and Utah coming up this weekend. Tennessee, Alabama. Yeah, Paulie.
I'm ready to throw out a bet.
Uh-oh.
Two pies to the ears. I'm double boxing this bet. That's how sure I am.
It's called a Joe Musgrove.
Okay. That's right. Shiny ears.
Yeah.
CJ Stroud of Ohio State, the way he's playing, I think he's going to pull a trifecta, a Joe Burrow, a Cam Newton. He's going to win the national title, he's going to win the Heisman, and he's going to be the number one pick of the draft. C.J. Stroud of Ohio State.
All right,
I think that's where he is right now.
All right, I'll take that bet.
Okay. All right. I got to go all three.
Yes.
He is lighting people up. He's a big, strong kid. He's a bigger kid than I thought.
No need to tell me, Paul.
Yeah, I know. He's your squad.
Yeah. You don't have to tell me. I know what's going on here.
Golly, he lit up Michigan State.
All right. Okay. That's a lot to ask.
October Eisman?
He would have to get hurt to lose a Heisman.
October Eisman?
Okay. Yeah.
Heistober?
Nah. Okay.
I don't think Will Anderson from Alabama can get it.
No, he's not going to.
No, he should be invited. If Micah Parsons is in it for the pros, I would say Will Anderson can be in it for the college ranks as far as impact.
You're not sold on that, huh?
No, he's a really good player, but I don't know. Sometimes you see somebody in college and you're like, oh, that guy's unbelievable. Or, I mean, Micah Parsons was just an athletic guy who played middle linebacker for Penn State. It wasn't like you go, that guy is going to be unbelievable in the pros. You're like, what position is he going to play? Yeah, Marv.
to be a defensive player to get invited to New York for the Heisman, you better have a couple Sports Center type highlights. And I don't think Will Anderson's really done that so far this year. I mean, he's good, but he hasn't done, you know, any honey badger type stuff.
Yeah, it almost feels like you have to return kicks, have interceptions, play wide receiver a couple of times, those kind of things. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. We spent some time at the end of last week talking about the Golden State Warriors and Draymond Green, Jordan Poole. We knew there was an incident. We did not see the video. I wondered if the video would be released, and it got released to TMZ. That's another story that I don't know. I'm sure people are following that or following up on that. How did that video get out? Who had access to that video? Why did they want that video to get out? Yes, Eden.
I like that the team, the Warriors, are like, we're investigating this. There, people are going to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Like, we are absolutely not going to tolerate this because people should not be able to see Draymond Green knock the crap out of this guy. They're not going to prosecute that or, like, show anything. Hey, no. We don't want it. But they're more concerned about the leak and prosecuting that.
I don't know if that was an exact quote, but you're paraphrasing.
That's pretty close.
It's almost verbatim. It's almost verbatim.
So Draymond Green, you know, I guess he had an epiphany here and he needs some time to heal himself. I would think Jordan Poole, who got punched in the face, needed time to heal. I don't know how much time Draymond needs. If this video doesn't come out, does Draymond Green need some personal time here? Probably not, because the GM, Bob Myers, is like, hey, you know, he always crossed the line, but he comes back. Hey, we need him. We need him to win. That doesn't sound like somebody who's going to go, gosh, you know, let me give this some more thought. Gosh, now it's starting to hit home. It's like, yeah, I punched him. And then all of a sudden, you know, he needs some time. Here is Draymond Green saying that he was wrong.
I was wrong for my actions that took place on Wednesday. And for that, you know, I have apologized to my team. I have apologized to Jordan. And I wanted to take that a step further. You know, with the event yesterday, with the video leaking, there is a huge embarrassment that comes with that. Not only for myself, as I was the one that committed the action, the embarrassment that comes for me is what it is, and that's something that I have to deal with. But the embarrassment that Jordan has to deal with, and that this team has to deal with, that this organization has to deal with, but also Jordan's family. You know, his family saw that video. His mother, his father saw that video. And quite frankly, if my mother saw that video, I know how my mother would feel.
The question I would ask to Draymond Green, if the video doesn't come out, what are you doing? Are you having a press conference? Are you taking time off? It just feels like, hey, how do I get this to go away quicker? Well, you know, why don't you take some time off? You know, like, you got to kind of better yourself. It all changed when the video came out. Here he talks about he's got to work on some things.
We just won a championship. In 9 days, 10 days, there will be a ring ceremony. My family will be here. His family will be here. I'm sure they'll be here. And quite frankly, that's an elephant in the room. That's something that, you know, it's weird, you know. And on a night where it should be celebration and love, and it still will be, but there is like this dark cloud in the room, and I caused that, you know. So I apologize to his family and just what they've had to deal with over the course of the last 24 to 48 hours, and I will do what I have to do to make that right.
I wouldn't let him go to the ring ceremony. This is really simple. Just don't punch people. Don't punch your teammates here. And don't have this overreaction, overcorrection epiphany that, you know, I need to take some time off here. A few days, step away. Yes, he.
Yeah, the other thing that Draymond Green has done here is that he's forcing Jordan Poole to be the bigger person. He's put him in the spot now where Jordan Poole has to, for the good of the team and public appearances, be like, nah, we squashed everything, it's fine.
Yeah.
Even though he may not want to.
Yeah. Because now it's incumbent upon him to, they'll have a moment, a kumbaya moment where they hug
hold
each
hands
other
and raise them together. We did it. Yeah. Look, we're still buddies.
Yes. Like, you get to the point where you punch your teammate. Like, how bad is it? How bad was it?
I mean, he dropped him.
Yes. Like, what led to this? That you would punch your teammate? Is this the first time you've punched a teammate, Draymond? Like, I would want to know. Just walk me through the conversation. And maybe on his podcast, that maybe somebody can ask him these questions. You punched somebody in practice before? Your teammates didn't seem to overreact. They're like, Draymond's talking. Jordan Poole's talking. And then all of a sudden they turn around and all of a sudden he drops Jordan Poole. Like, okay. Yes, Todd.
That's what's so odd to me, that that type of chirping or language, whatever was said, to be so common where no one flinched and looked in another direction. They're all just on the court practicing like, yeah, this is just another day in Warriors practice, whatever they were yelling back to each other.
And there are certain players on teams where this is just who their personality is. And that's probably Draymond's personality even in practice. It's not like, hey, I'm not that kind of guy in practice. I'm only going to be that guy in the game. It's probably who his personality is. But Seton's right. Jordan Poole has got to be the bigger man for this ring ceremony. And that'd be tough. This guy just embarrassed you. Now, we can talk about or focus on how did this video get out. And I'm sure that's what a lot of people with the Golden State Warriors would like for you to do. Like, how did that video get out? Instead of what exactly happened here? You punched him. Yeah, Seton.
Right. I mean, the problem shouldn't be that the video got out. The problem should be that the video was created. Yes. That's the problem.
Yeah.
The risk that you take when you do that is the video getting out.
Yeah, Paul.
You're really understating the punishment to miss two or maybe three preseason games when you're a veteran and they don't mean anything to you. That really hurts. That hits home. That's the kind of punishment that'll stay with you.
Yeah. The preseason game check, no joke.
Yep, because there is not one.
Yeah. And he's in line to get a contract extension.
Yeah, from the Magic.
And Jordan Poole.
That's going to take a hit.
Oh.
Has there been a punishment for Draymond Green by the league or the team? Because missing preseason games is a – that's how you make a story go away. That's a
gift. I think that this is – the Warriors will handle this in-house.
No punishment.
Yeah. I mean, I'm waiting for the commissioner to say something. Are you going to be in, even if he says, look, we're going to leave it to the Warriors, because I don't think it's going to be a severe punishment for Draymond Green. When your GM comes out and says, hey, he crosses the line, but he always comes back. Okay. Now you've enabled him. Hey, we got to have him. You know, we need him to win. That doesn't sound like, you know, we're really upset with him. I'm angry at him. It's like, hey, you know, cross the line. He's coming back over. You know, we need him to win. Yeah, more.
Yeah, it seems like I'm sure Steve Kerr and Bob Myers probably said, come on, Jordan, you know how Draymond is. You know, let's water under the bridge. That's what it seems like.
And I wonder, is Jordan Poole okay? I think he played and I don't know, he had a decent game. So I'm guessing there was no damage to his jaw other than, you know, his pride being dropped. Best and worst of the weekend. Todd, I'm going to start with you.
My best and worst of the weekend are as follows. Josh Allen for best, 348 passing yards, 4 TDs in the first half alone, Sunday versus the Steelers. Second most pass yards in the first half since play-by-play data was tracked in 91. Only Mahomes had more, 359 back in week 12 of 2020. Worst of the weekend, the Red River no-show. Oklahoma losing 49-0 to Texas Saturday after losing...
What does that mean?
Don't they call it the Red River like showdown or something like that instead of the shootout?
Rivalry?
Red River
rivalry.
I thought they called the Red River Showdown or something.
Okay,
it was shootout for years, and that bothered people too much. Not really, actually. Then it was showdown, and then it became rivalry because they wanted something really tough for us to say on radio and TV.
Red River rivalry.
Yeah,
so I went Red River no show instead of showdown, I guess.
Okay.
And Oklahoma losing 49-0 to Texas after losing 55-24 to TCU last week. Oklahoma has now lost consecutive games by 30 points or more, first time in program history.
Happy birthday.
49-0.
Seton O'Connor, best and worst.
Best of the weekend. Geno Smith era rolls on.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, I love it.
The Seahawks lost. It wasn't his fault, though. He balled.
Oh, yeah. He balls out.
Yeah, he does ball out. It's about time.
Which is awkward when you ball out. You know, right. I'm just saying. When you're in public, you're balling out.
Papa Geno always cooking.
Yeah.
My worst of the weekend, Justin Tucker.
Whoa. How's that possible?
Just based on what your job is,
okay.
I understand how great he is. All right. I understand, to channel Aaron Rodgers here, I don't want anyone manifesting anything bad here. But maybe that's exactly what I'm doing now that I think about it. But Justin Tucker, he's got his arms out like he's singing for Creed about all of his greatness. And then he's talking in postgame about, well, you know, I'm just a system kicker. Buddy,
I thought you gotta
chill with that, man.
I thought that there was a Michael Jordan Blazers playoff moment where he gives the, hey, I don't know what's going on. I'm just making all these threes.
It's kind of like, I know I am that great. Yes, I know, buddy. There's a lot of football left to be played, and you're on a team that's got some high expectations. Better keep draining those, because
yes,
it would be ashamed.
I have a question about this critique. Is it because of his cockiness, because he is good enough at what he does for a living to be this cocky, or is his job title?
It's the cockiness this early in the season mixed with what his job is. He's going to have to hit a couple of really big field goals, and he does that, and he does that well. You just don't need that type of video and those type of comments about being a system kicker coming back to get you. Man, are you setting yourself up for a big one there.
Marvin, best and worst of the weekend.
Best of the weekend, Marvin Harrison Jr., three touchdowns, first receiver in Ohio State history to have three touchdowns in three separate games. Man, good for him. Worst of the weekend, my Blue Jays.
Oops.
Choking down an 8-1 lead to the Mariners to get eliminated. And now, let's go Mariners.
Well, they do have one of the great logos in baseball.
Top five.
Yeah. Paulie, best and worst of the weekend.
I'm going to go best of the weekend. How about Arizona State left for dead a couple weeks ago? Arizona State 45-38 over Washington. That's a really nice win.
Mm-hmm.
And then remember last week there were stories that the Lions' great offense and there's some awkwardness.
Averaging 35 a game.
Yeah, and that the defense is catching heat because they're not keeping up with the offense. Well, you fix that problem. Mission accomplished. 29-0. The Lions didn't score a point, so now we can't focus on their offense.
Brandon in California. Brandon, best and worst of the weekend.
Hey, Dan. First time, long time. 6 foot, slim 165. I'd say the best of the week, best of the weekend, my Princeton Tigers won, my Phillies won, my Eagles won. I won in fantasy. The worst of the weekend is my wife is a longtime St. Louis Cardinals fan, so I had to deal with her all weekend. But other than that, it was a great, great weekend.
All right. Well, congratulations, Brandon. I think I watched Cornell. I watched Cornell and Harvard on Friday night.
Yeah, I think it was an ESPNU game, maybe.
Yeah, I watched some of that. And I watched some really, like, second-level college football over the weekend.
That's a good fourth quarter, Harvard-Cornell. Watched a little bit of that.
Yeah. James in Virginia. Hi, James. Welcome back. Best and worst of the weekend.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, brother. DB, Danette. Happy Monday, man. It's October, man. So salute the Commanders, man. Salute the Commanders. I'm gonna start with my best.
Wait,
man.
The Commanders lost.
Hey, man. I'll be honest with you. I used to be like Fritzy. I used to be like Fritzy, man. Like, I get mad after every game. Don't talk to me for a week, man. I got to regroup. But, man, I got to the point, man, where I just, if they lose, they lose. If they win, I celebrate, man. Like, I still got to go to work on Monday. I'm here right now in the big brown truck. So I still got to show up to work on Monday. I still got to bring a positive attitude. If they lose, they lose. If they win, I'm excited. I'm happy, as you guys saw week one. But my best, man, is NFC East, man, Philadelphia Eagles, New York Giants, Dallas Cowboys, all winning. It's horrible. But, man, they are doing it in fantastic fashion. The Giants have to be the darling of the NFL right now. No one predicted them to be 4-1. I'm coming up with a great menu for y'all for Meat Friday, so don't worry about that down the road after the season. But my worst, man, is obviously Washington, man. It's tough to watch them give a game away for the second week in a row, killing themselves with penalties. Offensive line struggles, can't run the ball. You know, turnovers. I thought they fought hard, man, but once nine on third down.
Thank you, James. Thank you, James. Thank you.
4 minutes in.
Yeah. I need to run down all the things the Commanders do wrong. Yes, Todd.
He's a very understanding Commanders fan. He's giving love to the other division rivals. And he's like, salute the Commanders, which confused us. Like, didn't they lose?
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, after the loss, was very zen-like, it felt, with this comment.
Frankly, I don't like all this conversation about losing next week. I'm a firm believer in the power of words and manifestation, and we got to check ourselves on that, because talking about that is not, that's not winning football. There was conversation about in the locker room, and I don't like it, and Josh's my guy, but we don't need to be talking like that.
All right. Manifest destiny? Is that right, Todd?
You got it. That is a thing.
What's that mean?
I think that you can create or change your destiny based on your thoughts and words that you put out there into the world.
I don't think you can change your destiny. I don't think so. Didn't we discuss this before?
Did. You can believe. I think he's saying you could believe something into existence. Kind of maybe.
Manifest destiny. Yeah, Todd.
And supposedly it's good to use words like I would like as opposed to I want. So you don't want to say that you want or need something. I remember reading that somewhere. I'd like to get $1 million. Doesn't mean you're going to get $1 million tomorrow, but it's better than being in a state of wantingness. It's, you're almost pushing it away if you're always wanting something.
Very deep.
There you go.
Does anybody meditate? Paulie?
Mm-hmm. For years. When you first tried, you nod off.
Wait. This is the first time I've heard you tell
never
me
been
that
asked.
You meditate. Well, there's a lot of things I don't ask you about. You tell me about your Land Cruiser all the time. And I never ask about it.
Yeah. Meditation, that.
Yeah.
Not as much. See? Yeah, I learned it late 20s. And first couple times I tried it, I fell asleep, which I was warned that might happen. But they said that's a good sign. That means you're relaxed.
Okay. You just sit in a room?
You think of things that you, not want is the wrong word, but you think of things, you picture things.
Like you think of your Land Cruiser.
More like you think of things that you may want or do, want to do, or a destination you want to be in your life or something like that. Huh. And by, again, I'm not an expert on the backstory of meditation, but you almost like start getting your subconscious involved.
So you get your subconscious.
Let's say you
conscious.
Wanted to give up cigarettes or you wanted to start doing something more. You may, during meditation, say, here's why I want to do this. You start talking to yourself a little bit. Okay. Again, I'm not an expert on this, but a little bit here and there over the years.
Seton?
Yeah, I'm pretty open to all that stuff. Even though I'm making fun of Aaron Rodgers, I am kind of a manifestation guy. At the end of the day, I'll do some meditation, but more like a yoga meditation sometimes.
Oh.
Yeah, at home.
Todd?
I could never get into a comfortable position to meditate. I wish I could. I'm always got different aches and pains. I try to sit cross-legged and things like that, lie down. But I'll pray and do things like that and kind of have a little conversation with God or my dad who passed away. I don't know if that really counts as meditation, but that's kind of my way of kind of escaping this world and going to another place, if that makes sense. I don't know. I'm trying not to be too weird or deep here.
Yeah, Paul.
You don't have to sit in a certain fashion for meditation. It's not the Maharishi. You're not putting your hands out and your legs crossed and on a pillow in a hookah lounge.
Marv, how about you?
I have this thing where my cousin brought it up to me. He was like, just have this thing, he calls it moments of gratitude. He was like, you're alive, you're healthy, so stop being a bee and be grateful for what you have and just have a moment of gratitude. Mm. He was like, Marv, you need to have a real job. And I was like, oh.
This isn't a real job?
He's like, compared to what other people do for a living.
Well, that's true. Yeah. What, Todd?
Yeah, I think that was meant to know, we're living in the toy store of jobs. This is our career is to watch and talk about sports. Thankfully, it's not a real job. We can wear whatever we want and talk about sports. That's just great.
Thank
I think that was meant to be as a compliment to Marvin. Appreciate the kind of career you have.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Paul.
We don't have a job like a roofer or a we're a coal miner.
They always say gravedigger.
Yeah.
At least you're not digging ditches.
But if you look at what our job does for others, we have one of the best jobs. We do a lot for helping other people's moods and other people's drives to work. So, we don't sell insurance for a living. I don't know what that high or low that is on the food chain, but we do some pretty good work here.
Yeah. Probably make a good living doing that, though.
Yeah, you do. Sure. Yeah.
But you don't, who are you helping?
Those who need insurance.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of places you could go, and you don't need a person involved. You just click a couple.
Now we got the whole insurance community.
I'll take them.
Send them to Paulie.
Paul Patz.
I'm meditating from 2 to 3, so don't bother me during that time.
Take a break. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Cowboys accomplished something they haven't done in 50 years. They've allowed less than 20 points in each of their first five games of the season. Also, here's something for you. Alabama won, barely. Alabama's the first team to drop from number one to number three coming off a victory. The last time it happened was 1997. Nebraska was one, dropped to three after the overtime win against Missouri. And Michigan jumped up after beating Penn State there. Illinois, how about the Fighting Illini?
Your Illini.
24th. First time that they've been in the top 25 since 2011. How about that? All right. Let me get a couple more phone calls. Carter in Colorado. Hey, Carter, what's on your mind today?
Hey, what up, DP?
Hi, Carter.
I have an I-Team report from Breckenridge, Colorado.
Okay.
Paulie, if you could hit the button.
Okay. And now, we go to the newsroom for an I-Team investigation.
Okay.
We are full chub foliage as of now. Snow on the peaks, trees beautiful, flannels on, chili on the Traeger. Happy B-Day, Fritz. Let's ride.
All right. Thank you, Carter. Nice. Carter's still all in. All in on the Broncos. Big foliage weekend.
Yeah.
Paulie sent a couple of them, and then I went, I'm good.
Yeah.
I was good.
Maybe some more next week. So
yeah, I know.
I was going to bring you guys some back.
That's why I thought, you know, I'm okay with this.
Maybe you should meditate on that a little bit and see if...
soak it in, the
maybe
colors.
Maybe you should meditate on it a little bit and see if... should I send these pictures?
Okay, I went to hot yoga a couple of weeks ago.
Is that when the instructor's hot and they call it hot yoga?
Yeah.
Was Greeny there?
What?
Was Greeny there?
Mike Greenberg was not. No. But I went to hot yoga. My wife goes, no, you know, it'll help you, you know, your inflammation. So I'm in there. And, you know, it gets to the very end with hot yoga. You know, you just, everybody is gathering themselves and think about all that you've accomplished and all the great things in your life. And then at the very end, she goes, namaste. And I go, namaste. And all of a sudden, everybody was disappointed in me because I guess I kind of ruined the mood. Because, you know, when they say at the very end, it's namaste. And I go, namaste.
That's a decent line.
It's a damn good line.
Yeah, I mean, why?
After 60 minutes of hot yoga?
You got to find fun yoga. Look up phone yoga.
Fun yoga?
Yeah. People can make jokes.
No, you got to be really serious. Yeah, I'm not the right person to be in that class. Namaste. Namaste. One more item. We close out hour two. Every week we talk about our friends at Panini America, and why not? The official trading cards of this program, also the official trading cards of the NFL, NBA, UFC, NASCAR, and coming soon, for the first time ever, World Cup NFTs. We invite you to check out the NFT marketplace at paniniamerica.net/blockchain. These one-of-a-kind digital cards, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, hottest rookies. Share your cards in the public gallery. Complete challenges to earn exclusive award cards. Build a wish list for the items that you love. Panini NFT trading cards give collectors the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts from every base pack. NBA Select, NFL Select NFTs. They're next to drop, and they will sell out fast. So go to paniniamerica.net/blockchain. So paniniamerica.net/blockchain. The official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.